This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Okay, I think it's my turn to have an opener. I don't know where I got this, but I could definitely tell you where it's from. It's from theconversation.com. Never heard of it before. Not sure where I found this article. In true Chelsea fashion, February 12, 2024. So probably over a year ago by the time this comes out. But an interesting article nonetheless. I was just flipping through articles and I'm going to settle on this one. And this one is titled, Fascinating and Troubling. Australians would rather save a single human life than prevent an entire species from becoming extinct. And yes, I am focusing on Australians right now. Need not where the tension be, but here we are nonetheless. I don't know who wrote this. Maybe it'll say at the end.
Maybe it just appeared in the ether.
I don't know. It just seems to be something that was sent to me at the moment, so we're just gonna go with it. Oh, hold on. There's a bunch of authors. John Wonarski, Kirsten Zander, and Stephen Garnett, professor of conservation biology, professor of environmental economics, and professor of conservation and sustainable livelihoods. Australia is in the grip of an escalating extinction crisis. Since colonization, 100 native plants and animal species have become formally listed as extinct due to human activities. The actual number is undoubtedly far higher. Surveys suggest Australians want to prevent extinctions regardless of the financial cost. When it comes to the crunch, how much do we really care? In emergency situations, there's a long-held convention that official responders such as firefighters first attempt to save human life, then property and infrastructure, then natural assets. Our research published today investigated whether this convention reflects community values. We found the people we surveyed valued one human life more than the extinction of an entire non-human species, a result both fascinating and troubling. Catastrophic events force us to make hard choices about what to save and what to abandon. In such emergencies, our choices reveal in stark detail the values we ascribe to different types of assets, including plant and animal species. Our priorities will become even more crucial under climate change, which is bringing worse bushfires and other environmental catastrophes. If nature is always saved last, we can expect recurring biodiversity losses, including extinctions. The unprecedented loss of biodiversity in the Black Summer fires was a taste of what's to come. The fires burnt the entire known range of more than 500 plant and animal species, and at least half the range of more than 100 threatened species. The catastrophe led to at least one extinction of a mealybug species in Western Australia. I don't know if I said that right. In English, I'm pretty sure I'm at least 90% correct. In Australian, I might be closer to 10%.
It is a silly language.
It is. It's almost like a joke language. The losses prompted reflection on our priorities. The final report of a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into the bushfires, for example, questioned if this hierarchy of protection should always apply. Our new research investigated community values on this issue. The findings were illuminating. The survey involved 2,139 Australians. Respondents ranked the assets they would save in a hypothetical bushfire, choosing from the following options: a person not warm to evacuate, a person who had ignored advice to evacuate and so implicitly taken responsibility for their own safety, a population of 50 koalas, of which many other populations exist elsewhere, one of only two populations of a wallaby species, the only population of a native stale species which would become extinct if burnt, the only population of a native shrub species which would become extinct if burnt, a flock of 50 sheep, a house, shed, and tractor, two items of Indigenous cultural significance, a rock art gallery, and a tree carving. Survey respondents overwhelmingly gave the highest ranking to the two options involving saving a human life.
Even the idiot who said, I don't have to evacuate?
That's literally the next sentence. That idiot who said that they were repeatedly told that to evacuate. Yeah. As a consequence to that person not evacuating, a snail or shrub species became extinct. Saving a person who had not received evacuation warnings was rated highest, ahead of saving a person who ignored evacuation advice. Saving the koala population was next preferred, followed by saving the wallaby population. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah, it's a weird hypothetical. What would you save? It's one person or 50 koalas? I'd be like, if I'm getting in my car, I'm not getting 50 koalas.
Okay, everybody in. You know what? I'm the exact opposite. If I'm getting in my car, I'm getting 50 koalas.
There better be 50 koalas. There's no reason to get in there.
There better be. Exactly. Like, I'm not leaving without 50 koalas. Maybe our priorities are just different. The remaining options had negative scores, meaning that respondents were more likely to choose them as least important than most important. I actually find this to be ranked fairly accurate. My qualm with it would be, you know, people would react different under the stress of it being real time, if it was something they're reacting to within a fire. I wonder as well if it has to do with the pain that is immediately felt by the, I don't know why a wallaby would be under a koala. The wallaby versus koala is surprising to me. Maybe it's because they're more, but obviously the mammals are being saved first, other than actually sheep rank under shrub. So I'm not sure about that one.
Wallabies are kind of like the deer. They're basically small kangaroos, right?
I'm pretty sure they're like small little kangaroos. Maybe they just hate wallabies there because they see them all the time.
Yeah, that could be, because if it was deer, I would have the same thing. Like, why would you want a deer in your car?
Yeah. Exactly. I don't think kangaroos or wallabies are nice, but I'm surprised by this. It seems like the things that are most susceptible to extinction were put at the bottom of the list, pretty much. Looking at the list right now, a shed is actually last on the list, so...
Well, you can't save a shed.
It was on the list, apparently.
That makes no sense. That's such a weird hypothetical to ask people, though. I feel like that's one of those, like, team-building exercises where they say you're on a raft to a desert island where you're gonna spend the next 50 years. What do you bring with you of these things?
Yeah, my shed. There's a lot of good stuff in there.
It's such useful shed.
Okay, I'm just gonna read a little bit more. Oh no, I didn't want to see that poor burnt koala. Amongst the biodiversity assets, decisions based on conservation consequences would have meant the top priority was preventing the extinction of the snail and shrub populations. Next in line would have been the wallaby population, then a relatively less consequential loss of koalas. But the results were the opposite. People prioritized the koalas over the wallabies, with less concern for the shrub and the snail. Ranked even lower were the items in Indigenous cultural significance, saving the house and shed had lowest rankings.
Okay, well, at least that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's far enough. It does go on for not that much longer, but I think we get the gist. I would be interested, even thinking about it right now, how would I rank this? I think I would put human who was not notified that it was sprung upon. Then I would do at least three snails.
Do you have to find the snails?
That's true. Why didn't we think about this? To prevent the snails going extinct, knowing that there's a huge risk. Why don't we save the snails to begin with?
I don't know. Snails are probably kind of hard to save.
Instead of, you know, going looking for them when they're in flames. So I feel like I would go that person who put their safety. I don't think an entire two species should go extinct for a person ignoring evacuation advice. I'm sorry, I don't. Because you're putting yourself before, who even knows how many species. You're ignoring evacuation orders. So sorry. Should I be admitting this on a podcast?
It's fine.
I don't know.
Just don't be near Chelsea during a fire. I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
But I think the more endangered species take the priority in this, as sad as it is. It doesn't mean don't save the koalas. It means probably find the ones so we don't wipe them off the earth first. And if you find 50 koalas on your way to the shrub or the snail, you might be looking for the snails for a long time.
You'll probably be looking a long time. And also that means you know which snails are endangered snails.
Yeah.
Which I'm not up to date enough to know which things in my neighborhood are endangered and I need to save in case of fire. It's a good thing somebody conveniently keeps a pen of koalas who are trained to jump into a car near me, but outside of that, it's really hard to save animals.
I love going to that person's house and just opening my car door and going, get in! And then you speed around with a bunch of koalas for a while.
But hey, you guys got 48 hours. Are you going to save plant, a cactus, three quarters that I found in my ashtray, or syphilis-riddled ducks? You got 48 hours to figure it out before I start the fire, so that's up to you. Okay, bye.
Bye.